You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Lead hazards are bringing Baldwin to the Brew City today. Senator Tammy Baldwin is set to visit a Milwaukee Public Schools building today to meet with parents affected by lead hazards that forced school closures this year. The visit at the STARMS Discovery Learning Center comes after the Trump administration fired the entire Childhood Lead Poisoning Prevention Surveillance Branch. That left Milwaukee without on-site expert help as requested by the CDC. In a statement, Baldwin continues to call for federal support and the reinstatement of the lead experts. Milwaukee police start the week with several new shooting investigations. Early yesterday, four people were injured in a shooting near the Deer District downtown. Police are still searching for suspects after a series of weekend shootings that resulted in two deaths and multiple injuries. A fatal boat crash in Waukesha County is under investigation after a 10-year-old died Saturday. A DNR statement says there was a crash on Little Muskego Lake with emergency crews called to Idle Isle Park Saturday morning. The report says a moving boat hit a stationary one, injuring the child, who later died at the hospital. The DNR and the Muskego Police Department are continuing their investigation. After a Milwaukee County jury found Maxwell Anderson guilty in the death of 19-year-old Sade Robinson, memorials started forming at two area parks. Community members gathered at Red Arrow and Warnemont Parks to celebrate justice and remember Robinson. Her family is trying to turn the negative into a positive, with her mother starting an organization called Sade's Voice Foundation. It's an effort to help families of missing and murdered black women and girls through scholarships and self-defense classes. There's a big gig incentive for a big blood drive. Donors at this year's Milwaukee County Zoo blood drive will get two free zoo admission passes, parking, and two Summerfest tickets while supplies last. The American Red Cross is hosting the drive at the zoo starting tomorrow. It'll run through Thursday. There's an effort underway to redo report cards. Lisa Hale has more.
The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has established a new committee that will be responsible for reviewing and setting new state report card standards. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley has recently faced criticism from some Republican and Democratic lawmakers over the post-pandemic testing standards, which they feel are too low. The committee will include over two dozen members from education backgrounds and will begin meeting next month. The identities of the members chosen for the committee have not yet been released.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Packers released Jair. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Green Bay Packers have decided to part ways with Jair Alexander. ESPN reporting the 28-year-old defensive back was prepared to report to the team's minicamp tomorrow. Jair Alexander has missed over half the games the past two seasons due to injury. Baseball tonight. The Brewers opening a three-game series at home against the Atlanta Braves. Veteran lefty Chris Sale on the mound for the Braves against Milwaukee's right-hander Aaron Savalier. The Brewers losing 1-0 yesterday to the Padres. Desperate to score a run, Pat Murphy admitted after the game he gambled, putting in a pinch runner in for Rhys Hoskins in the seventh, saying it was a mistake considering Hoskins could have had another at-bat in the ninth.
It's one of those decisions. Seventh, eighth, or ninth, do you pinch run for your slowest guy? It backfired today. It wasn't the right call today, that's for sure.
NBA Finals, the Pacers losing to the Thunder 123-107. Game 3 in Indianapolis Wednesday night with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Billy Joel has been famous for decades, but the fame came with a price. The first part of a new documentary just premiered at the Tribeca Film Festival about Joel's life called Billy Joel and So It Goes. The documentary is chock full of salacious details about his life, like the fact that Joel attempted suicide twice after having an affair with his best friend's wife. In the 1960s, Joel was in a band called Attila with his best friend John Small and moved in with Small, his wife Elizabeth, and their son. Joel said the relationship with Small's wife Elizabeth was a slow courtship, but eventually he had to tell his friend that he was in love with his wife. The friend was not happy and punched Joel in the face and sent him looking for a new place to live. Joel ended up connecting with Elizabeth a few years later and marrying her. The marriage lasted from 1973 to 1982. All great couples have an interesting story about how they met. Starting July 1st, you can take even more time getting to your seat at the movies. That is, if you're going to AMC theaters. The Hollywood Reporter says commercials will start playing before movies, along with coming attractions. The theater chain set up a deal with National CineMedia. With commercials, the Dolby surround sound ads, theater etiquette ads, and previews, you actually have time to watch another movie on your phone before your featured attraction starts. But use headphones, please. Otherwise, it would be rude. Sydney Sweeney has been in the news quite a bit lately. She's now part of a new thriller, and not the kind that involves her selling her bathwater. She and Julianne Moore have teamed up in a new thriller called Echo Valley. Moore plays a divorced single mom raising her daughter, played by Sweeney, who is running with the wrong crowd and has a drug problem, which causes her and her mom to go broke. Might have to use some of that soap money. The film is directed by BAFTA winner Michael Pierce and drops on Apple TV June 13th. Not sure if Steve Carell has big feet, but his shoes will be tough to fill. No one knows that more than Domhnall Gleeson, who will play the boss on a new spinoff of NBC's The Office. The paper will feature the same documentary film crew from The Office, even though it was never really featured, as they record the daily happenings of a dying local newspaper, and it will be brought to you by the same team that brought you the American version of The Office. Gleeson, the son of actor Brendan Gleeson, knows the challenges he faces. The actor said he recently received encouraging words from Carell's Office co-star, John Krasinski, who reassured the actor that he was in great hands with executive producer Greg Daniels. Daniels successfully rebooted Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant's show of the same title from the UK. Although the title is different, the challenges faced in the paper are the same faced by those who ran a fictitious paper company. There is no release date yet, but the paper will premiere in September on Peacock. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with an isolated shower or thundershower possible early to mid-afternoon. Our high right around 65. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to 55 tomorrow. Sunny and a bit warmer with a high of 72 by Wednesday. Sunshine with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.